The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hi, Tandy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk, the second of our Netball Super League previews. We are just hours away. Let's get started. Why don't we start with Stars? And their opening game sees games against Sirens and Wasps. Nia Jones has shared her thoughts on what it's like working with Melissa.
As soon as I spoke to Melissa and she told me that she was in contention for the job, that was pretty much deal done then. You know, I enjoyed my time so much with her when she was at the helm at Welsh Netball, and I felt like she instilled belief in me that I could be, you know, a top netballer. And again, she values me. She lets me be me. She calls me a dog. She calls me a beast, but I take them as compliments. But she also knows how to push me and how to get the best out of me, and, you know, to how to keep my feet on the ground as well. So I'm excited to see, you know, where my game can go under her guidance again.
Bethan Dyke joins fellow Welsh internationals Nia and Georgia at Seven Stars. We asked her if it would be nice playing alongside them every week again, and the importance of Liana Leota joining the side.
It's awesome to be playing and training with the Welsh girls on a weekly basis. We're in a really intense block at the minute. So, yeah, you know each other's personalities. You've made connections on the court. And this is something that we're really excited to bring to Stars. With Liana, she's someone that I've looked up to in my whole netball career, a world-class player, a mid-quarter. And when I found out that she was joining Stars, I was ecstatic. And obviously to learn and play with the best mid-quarter in our league and has been in the world was something that I was so excited about. Very, very excited.
And Stars returnee Lucy Harris explained the decision to rejoin the side.
I think that we're on a really good build at the moment. I guess it didn't really matter which team we faced in those first couple of rounds, but I think the Sirens and Wasps games are really exciting fixtures. They're going to be two tough teams, but we're really looking forward to the competition and, yeah, bring it on.
I've spoken to Mickey, and to be honest, it maybe just wasn't a case of who you played. It was just more the fact that the league's actually back up and running.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of, like, real appreciation for everyone who's managed to put their 2 pence in to make sure that the league's gone ahead, because without that we just wouldn't have anything to compete in. So it's been a massive team effort, and thanks to all the support staff and the kind of people who are managing the venues and everything. And yeah, it's just so grateful to be able to play. Like Mickey says, it's not necessarily who you're playing, it's just that you're playing.
Sirens' Claire Maxwell will be spending more time on the bench this season, being assistant coach to Leslie McDonald, given the news that she's expecting her first child in April. And we learned yesterday that Leslie won't be travelling to the games, so that also sees Karen step in on match days. And there was also great news recently for Sirens, another partnership with Capital Scotland and Iron Brew Energy as well. Sirens will benefit from the return of their adopted Scot, Gia Abernethy. And what does it mean being part of Sirens in 2021 to her?
I'm so happy that we ended on that win as our final game. It would have been nice to get those first two on the board as well. But, you know, it just makes us hungry and looking forward to next year, I guess. It's when your season gets cut short, you as a player, you can just look at as much chance of things coming out on board. You know, you take for granted that you see each other every single day. So very much looking forward to getting back to training with the girls, you know, with some old faces and maybe some new faces, just getting back together in the team environment and doing a bit of best.
Beth Dix has joined Sirens and Wasps for 2021, and she's happy that she made the move, as she told Claire Maxwell.
So I've been playing netball since I was really young. I started off at Mavericks when I was 12. Started off as a goal attack, but obviously many people know all the short ones get pushed into the centre. So I'm a wing attack centre, and I've spent my last 3 seasons at Wasps. So yeah, I'm ready for a new challenge and really excited.
Great. I mean, we're very excited to have you up in Scotland as part of the Strathclyde Sirens franchise. What made you pick Sirens for this upcoming season?
I think I really like the ethos that I've heard about, just how it's so competitive, and each week in training everyone's fighting for that position on court. I really like that idea, and obviously the chance to get to work with Karen, who's a world-renowned wing attack, so closely, it's so position-specific for me, I'm really excited about, so yeah.
Great, well we can't wait to see you, and the fans of course can't wait to see you, hopefully in person, but if not, on TV or live stream somewhere this season, so yeah, can't wait.
Surrey Storm's Mickey Austin can't wait for the season to start.
Yes, although it's been incredibly stressful and a lot to manage and a forever changing situation, I'm also incredibly grateful to be involved in sport and involved in a sport that has worked so hard behind the scenes to, you know, try and keep it alive and make sure that there is some visibility of the sport going forward, not just for, you know, the near future years, but for generations to come. So, yeah, it's definitely been a whirlwind. I think that's fair to say. There's been lots of moments where I wasn't really sure where it was going to go or how it was going to pan out. But yeah, I'm just incredibly grateful to say that there is a plan of action going forward and one that should be really, really exciting.
We know that Felicitas is here, obviously Emma and the likes of Sophie and Grace as well. How are things looking? Are they working well?
Yeah, it's so exciting, you know, the girls, everyone's been here barring Feli since, you know, really early on in the summer, September, October time. Feli obviously joined us a little bit later, but, you know, she's been in and around our training environment for a good couple of months now with her feet firmly underneath the table. Yeah, and it's just so nice to have, you know, the Avengers assembling again every single week. It's like, God, it's so good to be here and then be back together. The group are getting along really well. You know, they're making real improvements in training every single week. Their intent is super high. Their intensity in training sessions is exactly where I would want it to be. In which case, you know, it's just about fine-tuning those sort of, you know, tactical aspects of it, which, in all honesty, we can only really do when games get up and running, because that's when, you know, you're in the thick of it and you can start making some real, you know, game time, mentally challenging decisions. So, yeah, the girls are ready and raring to go. They're you know, chomping at the bit to get out there and just play and showcase and have a bit of competition.
And Karen Bailey told the Surrey Storm podcast, woohoo, more about what it was like and some of the decisions that she faced with the ongoing pandemic over the last 12 months.
I think being an import, you were sitting here in the UK contemplating, do I go home? Am I staying? If I go home, the chances are I probably won't be able to get back to the UK in time should a season continue. So I know that myself and Leah were kind of in this predicament where we were having to make really challenging decisions as to whether we stayed or whether we went. And, you know, we made the executive decision that we were going to stay in the hope that a season continued. And, you know, when they finally made that decision, it was a bit of a devastating blow because we had sacrificed returning home in the bid that, you know, even if it was just a weekend competition, that we would get that. And yeah, it was really devastating that didn't go ahead, but obviously for the right reasons. But yeah, it was really hard just sitting in limbo waiting for any news. Every kind of 3 weeks when an update come, you'd just be sitting there with your fingers crossed hoping that you get a glimmer of light. But yeah, it wasn't to be, unfortunately.
You had Leah, but how important was she? I mean, obviously the rest of the girls though, but just a fellow Australian and somebody like her who maybe understood it a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we became each other's tower of strength because we were both here. We were both experiencing very similar feelings. We both had highs and lows. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. It was really challenging. It was hard for us. And we were both lucky because we do have our partners here for support. But you're constantly questioning what you're doing and whether you should be going home, what your purpose is. You know, being an import, unfortunately, when COVID hit, financial troubles came into play as well because you lose your income through coaching opportunities and stuff like that. So it wasn't just stepping away from a netball court, it was kind of losing that self-independence and that freedom as well. And yeah, that was really, really difficult. So kind of having someone who was in the same situation as me, going through the same emotions that I was going through, it was really great to just be able to constantly liaise with her and get through it together. I look back on COVID now and go, you know what, I did the right things. I looked after myself. I had the support that I needed. I set challenges for myself and it didn't defeat me. I came out of it a better person. So
yeah, important. Since you joined Storm, how have you seen things develop on your game? Has it changed?
Yeah, I think any time that you join a new club, it changes. The personnel that you have around you naturally means that you have to change as a player. How I play doesn't necessarily complement how everyone else plays around me. So you naturally have to adapt as a player to the team and the environment that you have. And that's no different for 2021. It'll be about adapting again, about who's in front of me. So yeah, I certainly think, and I don't think as a player you ever want to stop growing. I never want to turn around at the end of the year and go, I learned nothing new. I did nothing new. I always want to be like, I'm still trying to be a better player, whether that's I'm trying to learn a different role in a team, whether that's a leadership role, whether that's a mentoring role, whether that's me being like I'm the boss in the circle or whatever it is, you want to feel like, or whether it's learning how to play goal attack. Like, I'm constantly wanting to still learn and grow. And I think when you stop wanting to do that, it's probably when you should hang up the dress.
Team Bath have confirmed that Serena Guthrie is part of their side again, and she's looking forward to be back.
I've been away, taking a break after that World Cup stint in 2019. It's been an interesting year, like everyone's had a pretty interesting year in terms of this 2020 season, but I'm looking forward to coming back in to a new revamped competition, slightly different team. I'll just be happy to get back out there playing on court with my teammates. Not been able to get all the boxes ticked in my time away. I obviously did intend to get married, but we've had to obviously postpone that because of COVID-19. However, in terms of everything else, in terms of having a break and kind of exploring some other activities, other personal development opportunities, I have had a really nice time away from the game, not just physically, but more importantly, mentally. So I am feeling refreshed and ready to come back. I'm Team Bath through and through. This is where I started my journey. I was, 13 when I first kind of stepped through the double doors in the STV, and that was a very long time ago now. I'm kind of 30 now, so it's, most of my life I've been connected to this area of the country and in particular, this franchise, and I'm very passionate about wanting to contribute and give back because it's given me a lot. And I certainly, I do owe a lot of my, career, especially the start of my career in netball, to Team Bath and to this franchise and the coaches and the players that have all come through this system. So yeah, it's a big deal for me to be back here, and I'm just hoping I can add as much value as what Bath gave back to me, gave to me at the beginning. That's kind of what I hope for. And I think you come to a point in your career when it's not just about you anymore. It is about the journey you've been through and the people that you've seen. And I suppose all the people that have influenced you. And that for me is quite an inspirational factor in wanting to kind of come back here and be a part of it. Because it is a great franchise and it can be even better if we just keep pushing and striving, which we always are, to try and be the best that we can be. So it's a great environment for me to be in, and one that I know I can continually choose to challenge myself in as well.
Leila Guscoth can't wait to be part of the Super League in the UK again. And as you'll hear, Kim Kermaine's love for Bath hasn't been lost in her time away.
Bath as a city for me, it's pretty one of a kind. It's a pretty phenomenal sort of place. I remember the first time driving in there, I couldn't believe that I was going to be living there. Like, it was such a surreal, beautiful place that I very quickly found to be home. But I guess Bath as a club, they just welcome me with open arms, and not just the staff and the players as well, it's more the fans and everyone that comes with that. Everyone's been very supportive of me and just welcomed me so much. So I just love that. It's like home but cold. So I think as a playing group, the years I've been involved, we've gone from strength to strength. We obviously finished up third in my first year. And then, our season was, you know, cut short due to COVID. But, you know, I just do believe that we had the capabilities of taking out the premiership. You know, we were definitely a team that sort of set the standards high quite early on. And as a playing group, we demanded that high level of, you know, intensity and things like that at training every week, you know, week in, week out. So, you know, I do think having seen or knowing who is in our lineup for the 2021 season, it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. I can't wait. I think, you know, I'm dreading training against some of the players that we've got in our squad, but I mean, that's just going to make me better. So, and I'm up for the challenge.
A Wasp special was online earlier this week, and Mel told us what to expect from Wasps in 2021.
I've been there since the beginning, and we have a group of staff and a big bulk of players that have also been there from that time. We are fully invested in Wasps and spend night and day and working hard for the club, and we love being there. So it is a bit different. We're start of season 5. The franchise has had to review where we're heading as a club, and COVID gave us that kind of luxury time to do that. But we've got a great core of staff and players returning. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to getting going. You know, last year was snatched away from us, wasn't it?
A lot of us will have seen 2020 and a bit of a, that didn't really get started. Was that the same for you and the players?
Yeah, I think so. And we did have a brief time together for Hannah Knight's retirement that was all socially distanced outside. But it's a long time since we've been together as a group. And yeah, it almost feels like the season didn't happen at all. We're very fortunate in that we had that wonderful time at Super Club. And, you know, I think those of us that went to that kind of feel that that was our season, and thank goodness we've got a lot of happy memories from that adventure that we all went on. And I know that we've got a great group of players that are going to embrace anything that's thrown at us this season, and I just think it may look a little bit different.
Bianca's coming back, and the addition of Colette as well, important signing given her experience.
Hugely important signing, probably our first signing of the season. So you know, like I said, COVID gave us an opportunity to reflect on where the club is and what we needed in terms of having players more local. Colette is a local coach, undoubtedly has probably the greatest reputation in the West Midlands, and she's very nearby for us and has lots of expertise to offer, both in supporting Bianca and I and also in delivering some coaching and some of that technical and tactical expertise, and, you know, a big lead on analysis for us. So she was really important to get on board. She knows local talent, she knows local leagues, and a big focus for us this year was using local players and embracing our pathway.
In a way then, what can we expect from that Wasps 2021 side? What about the style of play? Is it quite similar?
I think you can see something quite different. We've got a couple of different units to work on, so new relationships. You know, obviously there's no shock that we've lost Hannah. We knew we were losing Hannah. It was clear from the beginning. She's one of my greatest friends and had always been upfront about her retirement. So obviously that brings a new combination at the back of the court. And you'll have to watch this space. Wasps is going to be hugely competitive. We have an incredibly strong 10 and 5. And it's very clear in my team that the best players will get on the court. So all 15 have a shot at playing. And we've always been very transparent with players about that. So it's going to be exciting. Exciting and fresh is the word that you can use.
Ooh. And Sophia returns to the side as captain following Hannah's retirement. What does that mean to her?
I absolutely love my time at Wasp so far, and after having Otis, I was really keen to get back to playing netball at the highest level, so it was a very, very easy decision to return to the club.
What is it going to be like, obviously, coming back as captain? A bit of an honour for you, especially given that vice captaincy over the years and the respect for Hannah?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've learnt so much from Hannah as a captain, and is a real honour. Big shoes to fill for sure, but actually it's really nice that I know the team so well, and we're really looking forward to hopefully trying to win back that title.
Back in training, how are things looking?
Really good, actually. It's been absolutely amazing to be back in with the group, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I was slightly dreading, obviously, having trained over the summer. It's never quite the same as actually stepping on court and training properly. Obviously, we've had quite a steady return and a build up in terms of preventing injuries and just managing our loads. But actually, it's really exciting, and the new players that we've got are really refreshing to have them as part of the group, and just really excited to crack on now.
Yeah, what can we expect from Wasps next season? Mel has already said exciting and fresh.
Can't say too much, you know, but I agree. It's just really a refreshing group. Kind of just the fact with COVID and the 2020 season being cancelled, I think everybody's just actually really re-energised, and the time away from the game has sort of showed everybody how much we all really want it. So I think a really determined group of players who are just re-energised and ready to go.
Current champs, Thunder and Karen Gregg joins us. Karen, how has prep been going?
Preparations have been going really well. Over the last few weeks, we've obviously been missing a few players due to England commitments and All-Star commitments, etc. So, you know, the focus has really been on those other players in training, and the intensity and purpose of how they've actually been training has been fantastic. We've been really, really impressed with them. So the next three or four sessions really going into the game against Sirens on Friday is going to be imperative for us to ensure that all of our girls are firing. We've got a full squad in at training and everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet, and that we are really ready to go come the 12th of February.
And what can we expect from Thunder in 2021? Maybe retaining the title?
In terms of our expectations, obviously, we always want to win. I think there'll be a certain target on our head. You know, we still come into this season technically as reigning champions, so that always brings that additional pressure. The girls have been training really hard. You know, we've been in since September. It's been a long pre-season, but obviously one that's been needed during these difficult times. But we've been able to get a solid six pre-season games under our belt, where we've been able to try lots of different combinations, expose our youth to different teams. So in terms of our expectations, we just want to make sure that we go out and put good performances up, good solid consistent performances, and if we can do that, then the results hopefully will take care of themselves.
And a word on England netball and all they've done behind the scenes just to get the league in place, really.
England netball have been fantastic. You know, the work that they've put in since the first lockdown, I think it's been immense. And having been on a number of the meetings, the actual work that's been going on behind the scenes to even get this league up and running has been absolutely phenomenal. So kudos to all those at England netball, and obviously they've been working closely with the Super League teams as well. And I'm just really grateful that we are able to put out a product now from the start of this week to the netball community that is much needed in these difficult times.
You got Sirens and Pulses, some would potentially say easier teams to start with, maybe?
Absolutely. Two teams that are not to be underestimated. We've played them both during pre-season, and both have caused us problems. You know, two fantastic teams. We haven't played Sirens at full strength yet. They've been missing their imports. And we played Pulse early in the new year, and you know they had some really good combinations that definitely caused us some problems. So we'll be looking at video over the coming weeks in our build-up to playing both of those teams, and we have to make sure that we're going to be on top of our game and put out a great performance if we're to get the result that we really want.
And despite everything that's gone on, just please get season underway safely, and maybe a word on that new Sky deal.
The new Sky deal is absolutely phenomenal. I think the public response to that said it all, really. To have all the games televised across the season is just absolutely fantastic. Whether it be live streamed or whether it be live on Sky, the outreach is going to be phenomenal. Not only to our netball community that's crying out for netball, that want to see it week in, week out, but hopefully we'll engage some new supporters and they can actually see what a fantastic, exciting product netball is.
And a final word to Laura Malcolm as we relive the joy of winning the title and what it meant to her at Thunder.
I think the biggest thing I remember from the game is actually that walkout, to be honest with you. I loved it. It was like we were standing on the middle tier in the crowd, and I felt like I was going into some sort of gladiator ring. So I absolutely loved that, even though I had to really concentrate not to fall down the stairs. As soon as I made it down those stairs, I can see it when I watched it back as well, and proper love in the moment there. So that was like a good moment for me. Also, when Elle come on was obviously a massive moment, you know, like she's a close friend, so I was really happy to see her go on and absolutely smash it and just nail that moment. And also, just weirdly enough, just sticks in my head, Catherine Turner's two interceptions that she got, because every defender on the court loves it when an attacker gets an interception. So I was absolutely loving her work in that moment, and that was a massive lift for me. It was like, yes, we're having it, we're on it. So yeah.
Daft question, have you watched it back more than a few times? You must have.
Yeah, I've watched the game back loads of times, but not as much as my mum. She literally watches it every day and likes to call me up and tell me about all the moments. But it's just really funny watching it back, all the little bits. And when you see it in slow-mo to see how it actually happened and all that, it's really interesting to see. And I don't know, I kind of looked how it felt. There was a lot of swings in momentum, but I guess for me, I didn't realise how much we'd won that last quarter by. It was kind of just like, we've got to get back in the game, we've got to get back in the game. And then I don't even really remember the moment where we'd kind of got back in the game and then we were pushing on. So, you know, I guess you definitely can see it more when you're watching it, but playing it, it was just kind of like, I remember looking to the bench and Dan was shouting, go for ball, go for ball. And then I think I shouted, go for ball, just for the whole last 5 minutes of the game. So, yeah, it did look different to how it felt. Like, it didn't feel as big as it looked in terms of winning that last quarter. Like, I didn't realise that until somebody said it after the game. But yeah, I mean, it looked like a happy moment and it felt like a happy moment. So yeah, that's the main thing.
Thank you for listening. Do send us a tweet. We are at The Netball Show, and keep up to date with the latest netball news at thenetballshow.co.uk.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.